We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, final segment. Be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Again, I don't get mad at people that tell me I'm not doing a good job because I can't handle being criticized. It's like, man, do it yourself. I mean, you know, and don't make claims about me that aren't true. Because for your own self, be true. Don't just sit there and vomit out, you know, what I need to do. I mean, it's what? You want me to go start a protest? Maybe I get 20,000 people? And then what? You didn't get violent. We want that. I'm in the mind. I'm waking people up in the mind. And then everything else follows after that. Who's up next here, John, call-wise? Frank in Canada, we got to move quick. Thanks for calling. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hey, Alex, thanks a lot. Thanks, you know, for what you're doing. It is definitely appreciated. Two questions for both you gentlemen. Just one question with regards to the dollar devaluation and something I'm curious about. If the dollar is being devalued, then wouldn't to the debt that, you know, middle class Americans and by extension even Canadians owe also be devalued, being paid back in nominal dollar, or pardon me, in
yes,
nominal dollars?
It'll rob people that were invested in it everywhere, Bob.
We don't know how they're going to do it, and you won't know until you get there. What they should do is reduce the debt whatever percentage the dollar falls. If they don't do that and they call for the debt at the higher level, present levels, everybody will go broke. And so I don't know which way it's going to go.
Next question I have is something that came up on from a historical point of view, something called the silver ratio, where historically silver's been valued 16 to 1, 16 times silver to 1 time gold. How true is that? Is that a historical reflection of what has actually taken place in the past?
All right, thank you. Got to jump, Bob.
It did. It has happened in the past. It was used by governments for a long time, but we're into a different era now. And for the last
3,000 years ago, the finest suit was an ounce of gold, and you can buy an incredibly nice suit for $1,400 today. Let's go ahead and talk to, same with silver, you know, the same ratios. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Chris in Arizona.
Oh, hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. It's cool that you really don't screen your calls, like I've heard you said numerous times. But anyways, I had
That's a lie. You're a fake caller, too, a Vatican assassin. Go ahead, Vatican assassin.
I actually woke up researching the stock market and eventually researching the Federal Reserve, and like the truth just spoke for itself. And then I came across people like David Icke and Michael Pitarian and yourself and Max Kaiser. Anyways, my question, I noticed in Arizona a company by the name of G4S Security is rolling around private buses all the time. And I looked it up online, and that's actually a private company based out of London. And that was kind of frustrating to me. And then another thing.
Yeah, a lot of the contracting isn't spent with local companies. It's spent with foreigners, so the money never comes back. We're out of time. Comments on that, Bob?
I don't have any because I don't know anything about it.
Last caller, Wolf in Indiana. Quick question. Go ahead.
How are you doing, Alex? Nice to hear from you. Are you there?
Yeah, I called you because I wanted to say hi, Wolf. Nice to hear from you, too. What's on your mind?
I'm very glad to hear from you because people have been telling me that, you know, Alex Jones is bugged out in March, and I'm here in Indiana, and something major is...
Sir, I can't respond to every schizophrenic craziness. I'm going to be on air March 15th. There is no Planet X coming. The meteor's not going to get us. It's all baloney. And I'll be discredited when I'm here March 15th and nothing happens. The kooks that lied about all this and said I'm secret, look, they're going to say I'm a hologram that day. And then when no meteor kills us, it's total schizophrenia. I appreciate your call. I mean, Bob, I tell you, sometimes when it rains,
like the estimates is where gold and silver are going, and all these horrible things that the government's going to do to us because we own guns or gold and silver, or kids all have blonde hair. It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it's like we're discredited because we were right about gold and silver going up. Those that were wrong, they have credit. So that's what America is. But we're trying to resuscitate America. Bob, Lord willing, I'll see you next Friday. It's always great talking to you. Say hi to the wife and family for me, and I'll see you next Friday, my friend.
Thank you, and thank you all for listening. Same to you, Alex.
You bet. Now, I got to go, folks, because the comet's coming to kill us. In fact, I got to go right now. There'll be a hologram from here on out. It won't be me.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up today on this live March 4th, 2011, Friday edition, immigration wars, more states looking at Arizona-style laws. Heaven forbid they have Mexico-style laws where they put you in a forced labor camp for a year and then throw you out of the country. I'm against Mexican-style immigration laws that are completely hypocritical when the U.S. basically has no immigration law and is wide open and going bankrupt. Also, ATF let hundreds of U.S. weapons fall into hands of suspected Mexican gunrunners. ATF was ordered, this is one of their own top agents saying this, to allow the guns into Mexico. Of course. They're only there to disarm old vets and farmers and people. Huge news on that front. Utah considers returning to gold and silver coins. That's Fox News. More on what's happening with the ongoing battles in Wisconsin and other states. We're also going to get into the fact that even Forbes is reporting that the TSA is rolling out onto the streets of America with high-powered body scanners, and Steve Watson's got a report detailing that. I've got a lot of really important economic news as well, but Mark Dice talking about the rollout of his new book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, his best book yet, will be joining us to go over the Orwellian parallels to our modern society. Quite frankly, I think it's worse than 1984 in many respects. He'll be joining us to discuss Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. By the way, this book starts shipping the 21st of this month. So they've now been printed. They're in transit being shipped here. We're helping Mark out because he doesn't have a fulfillment center. The only place to get it for the next 3.5-4 months will be InfoWars.com, and it's discounted out of the gates. And when you purchase it, it also supports Mark and myself. And even if you already know about all this, you can give the book to your friends and family. Excellent new book. Great, beautiful cover. Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True. For those that still read, it's available at InfoWars.com. Now, I was on Russia Today for 15 minutes. I did several different segments. We're just going to play a 4-minute clip of me joining him via video Skype. Powerful information that we covered dealing with Hillary Clinton saying they're losing the info war. Well, America isn't losing the info war. The people that have hijacked our nation are beginning to lose the info war. And there she is before Congress begging for tens of billions more to propagandize foreigners and us here domestically. And they admit their bullets are basically empty. Their clip is empty, and people know that they're a bunch of liars. So we're going to play this clip, and then we are going to come back and launch into all of the vital news and information on this live Friday edition. Here it is.
So time to amp up the message machine, I guess. And who better to talk to about this than radio host Alex Jones. Hey there, Alex. Lots to talk about. Secretary of Clinton obviously fighting for more funding for the State Department's media budget. But she says we are in a, quote, information war. She wants more money than most of the other international stations combined. Your take, Alex, on the sides, the many sides, I guess, of this war.
Well, it's good to be here, and obviously I have the website InfoWars.com, so we're focused on this. I want to be clear. I'm an American patriot. I believe in my constitutional republic. I get a tear in my eye when I go to a football game and hear the Star Spangled Banner. When the State Department talks about losing the info war and getting media dominance again in the world, they're talking about the select group of offshore globalists that in the last 50 years have used the United States as an engine of their own private corporate war against sovereign countries and taking over the planet. This is all admitted. And so what's happened is so-called U.S. television and print media, the Washington Post, the New York Times, have lied about WMDs that didn't exist, have lied about terror threats. The former head of Homeland Security, Governor Ridge, wrote a book last year admitting they would issue fake terror alerts for political gain. And so the American people realize that our media doesn't speak for us and is being used basically to propagandize not just us but the world. And so it's not just people in other countries that aren't buying into, quote, U.S. media. It's the American people. And the globalists are out of bullets. I mean, just last year when they were demonizing Rand Paul in his Senate run, Politico called me and they said, well, what do you see being able to stop Rand Paul? Well, I said, nothing. I'm a big supporter of his constitutional ideas. But I said, if you endorsed him, if the mainstream media endorsed him, that would hurt him. I said, you guys are out of bullets. No one buys into or supports what you're doing. You have lost the war for the hearts and minds because people don't trust you anymore.
I want to replay really quick once again what Secretary of Clinton said. She's very clear about who is winning this war. Take a listen.
Al Jazeera is winning. The Chinese have opened up a global English language and multi-language television network. The Russians have opened up an English language network. I've seen it in a few countries, and it's quite instructive.
All right, but let's be honest. This is not to pat us on the back. This is more to drum up support on why she says the State Department needs more. Now, since she's watching, Alex, or we hope she is, I'd like to hear your advice to Secretary of Clinton, both on what the message should be and how to better get it out there.
Well, again, the people that have hijacked the United States in the last 5 decades, to be conservative, do not speak for the people of America, and America has become the demon of the world instead of being the apple of the world's eye because the world has realized that we now predominantly have become an engine of evil. And you're right to say that all Hillary is doing is hitting the panic button and saying, give us more funding. I mean, it came out years ago that tens of billions of dollars a year is spent domestically and internationally to implant globalist messages, corporatist messages in movies and TV and news and in newspapers and radio. And the jig is up. They know people are aware of that. So I would tell the State Department, stop lying, stop engaging in disinformation, stop attacking freedom, stop attacking other sovereign nations, stop being propaganda, stop being modern Joseph Goebbels Nazi propaganda ministers, and people might start thinking of you as trustworthy sources. You guys use the public faith and abused it to the point of, if you even tell the truth, no one believes you. I mean, if the U.S. government-controlled media tells the public the sky is blue, they think it's red. If they tell people something's up, folks think it's down. If it's black, it's white. No one believes this Orwellian propaganda system anymore. Okay, folks, so there was just a snippet of the 15 minutes I did on Russia Today last night, transmitted all over the world. And that doesn't mean that other foreign-controlled media is completely trustworthy either. We have to study it all and basically sort through it ourselves. But how many times has this so-called government lied to us? How many times has this so-called government-controlled media been caught trying to divide and conquer the population? Okay, let me get into some economic news, then I'm going to get into the TSA, and then we're going to open the phones up. In fact, the phones are open right now on this live Friday edition. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You're welcome to call in on any subject, any item, but have your question or comment quickly, because I'm long-winded and we'll never get to the next person. So please have your points ready, and when I go to you, you're going to be on air. People always like, am I on air? Am I on air? Yes, you're on air. Please have your radios off, because I want people to be able to hear you too. 800-259-9231. Now, here is the BBC. Oil prices rise as Libyan tensions grow. It's continuing, and oil rose by more than a dollar as fighting in Libya intensified amid reports of protests in Saudi Arabia, oil production's eastern region. It's up for April delivery. This is what's important. The futures are way up to $115.93 a barrel. Oil wealth must be shared by citizens, says Soros. He means he wants international groups to control it all so he gets to share it with himself. He's going to take good care of you when he's not busy trying to bankrupt countries by design. I mean, what a sick joke watching him masquerade around like some kind of humanitarian. Continuing with the North African situation, Gaddafi army shells Zawiya casualties with the rebels. The Libyan army has staged a prolonged artillery barrage of the city west of Tripoli, and there have been many casualties. A rebel spokesman said there have been heavy shelling by Gaddafi's forces, and we're hearing of many casualties. How many, I don't know. Mustafa Garani, a spokesman for the rebel group, said just a few days ago. Okay, continuing here. U.S. Libyan policy, zero legitimacy. And this is an article at prisonplanet.com breaking down what a fraud it is and how they are trying to gear up to at least back the rebels militarily, if not invade the country. So that's just some of the news that we have on that front. Continuing with this information. On the economic front, I do want to hear from listeners about the big story we covered yesterday, that a whole gaggle of big marquee mainstream media sources are now heralding that the death of the dollar is nigh. The death of the dollar is the world reserve currency. You'll still have dollars. They'll just be based, basically, and controlled by the private central banking cartel via the IMF World Bank under SDR rubrics. But it says why the dollar's reign is near an end, and it goes on to report the single most astonishing fact about foreign exchange is not high volume of transactions, as incredible as the growth has been, nor is it the voluntary of currency rates or the volatility of currency rates, as wild as the markets are these days. Instead, it's the extent to which the market remains dollar-centric. And then they go through the fact that the world is moving away from the dollar, and that the end of the dollar is a foregone conclusion, and that that's natural, and that that's basically a good thing. This is tyranny designed from within our own government to basically bankrupt us as vassals of the globalists. And we've laid this out for more than a decade, what was coming, and we're now approaching it, and the media is acting like the end of the dollar hegemony is actually a good thing when it is going to be a economic Armageddon when it finally implodes. So we'll talk more about that. Your phone calls, the latest on the federal takeover of America via the TSA rolling out on the streets. Forbes and others are now finally telling the truth about the situation.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Coming up later in the hour, I'm going to get into the huge new TSA developments as the public completely turns against them and the admission that this is a federal power grab takeover by nothing more than modern brown shirts. I'm not saying every TSA person's bad individually. A lot of them ask for an autograph or shake my hand wherever I fly. But a lot of them are sociopath control freaks who enjoy the illegitimate power they've been given.
I want to get more into the economy, more into what's happening in Libya. But so we actually get to some of your phone calls, which I always enjoy hearing from you and the different questions and directions you take us in. I'm going to go ahead and go to your phone calls now. But in the next segment, I'm going to make a very important announcement. So please stay with us for that at the start of the next segment coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's talk to Scott in Mass. You're on the air, Scott. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you?
I'm okay. Pretty tired, but okay.
I'd like to say that we're in a depression. Our economy is crumbling. Look, Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns, the Rothschilds, and other greedy and evil international Jewish bankers on Wall Street have destroyed our economy, Mr. Jones. And not only have they destroyed our economy, but the Federal Reserve Bank was founded by Paul Warburg, which is a Jewish invention. And that doesn't even include the wars that are raging in Iraq and Afghanistan, which I blame on the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. We were attacked, by the way, on 9/11 because of the over $10 billion the U.S. gives to Israel annually in military and economic aid.
Okay, so Scott, let me say something here, okay? Because we don't screen your calls. Did we screen your call?
Say that again?
Did we screen your call?
No.
Okay, because the people that, you know, lie and claim I work for Israel or something, that's their favorite thing to say all the calls are fake. This is not a fake phone call right now. You just called in or put on air. But I just want to get that out of the way, that these are real phone calls here on air. Sir, I am against the corruption of the British government. I'm against the corrupt things that the Israeli government does. I'm against the corrupt things that the Chinese government does. And I criticize Israel on a routine basis. But to... And I heard these calls a few days ago when I had a stomach bug and had to go off air, and Watson was filling in, and I heard people, you know, calling in saying this. And I know it's wrong to go with the age-old idea that all evil on earth flows from Jews. Now, are there corrupt, you know, evil bankers that are Jewish? Are there corrupt people pushing culture-destroying things that happen to be Jewish in Hollywood? Yes, but... to sit there and then say that all the ills in the world are caused by Jews is wrong. Jews are a very diverse, wide group of people who have a lot of different political ideas. And every time I talk about the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, people then say, well, the Rockefellers are Jewish too. Not true. The Rothschilds, certainly they are. But when I talk about the Queen of England being corrupt and being ultra wealthy, she suspended the parliament 2 years ago twice in Canada. She runs 20 plus commonwealths. When I talk about Queen Beatrix, who's super high powered and at the heart of the world government and more wealthy than the Rockefellers, people say, quit covering up for Israel just because I cover all the big corrupt forces that are out there. I mean, are you saying, sir, that every evil in the New World Order is flowing out of Jews?
Mr. Jones, and to prove it, if you don't believe me, have all your listeners pick up a book and read called The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. It is not a hoaxer. It is not a forgery that the Jews maintain. The gist of it is that the Jews are out for world domination, and they have it now in the United States.
You know, I never get what forgery means. I mean, why do people say forgery? You mean it would be a fake or it would be a frame-up, but a forgery just means that you copied a signature or something. I don't even get what that means.
Let me explain. If this protocols of the learned elders of Zion, the Jews have always claimed was forged by the Tsarist secret police.
Yeah, I thought it. Well, I mean, it's written like a comic book. I mean, why would anybody write something down like that?
But it's real. And Henry Ford, who's my hero in the international Jew during the 1920s, I'm sure you're familiar with Mr. Ford, he made the protocols famous, and in the international Jew, he pretty well much rehashes what the protocols said, that the Jews control world finance, the media, now they control the U.S. foreign policy. The Jews, Mr. Jones, have inflicted tremendous harm upon the United States.
Well, let me ask you a question. From your perspective, should the Jews be gotten rid of?
Yes, they should. In every country...
All right, I'm going to stop you right there. I am Jewish. Now, I'm not, but I would talk like that. You want to kill the Jews, you're going to have to kill me, okay? And, you know, the big secret comes from me on air, but nobody ever wants to say that because it makes it sweeter and more fun. My wife's grandfather was Jewish. Now, my wife's a Christian. and my family are Christians, but it doesn't matter. If you say that because my wife has some Jewish ancestry that she's evil and needs to be killed, then you're going to have to go through me. Okay? And if you say that the Hispanics were the devil and have to be killed, or black people are the devil, a lot of people say that need to be killed, or white people are the devil, like some black groups say, you got to go through me. Okay? I mean, you just said you want to murder millions of people. Unbelievable.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Okay, I want to finish up with what Scott was talking about. Then I want to make an announcement, and we're going to Eric, Mark, David, Moses, Julio, and others that are patiently holding. It is the height of madness to believe that one group of people are responsible for all the evils in the world. There was incredible enslavement and torture and murder going on in China 3,000 years ago, thousands of years before any Jews or Jesuits or anybody else showed up in what's China today. There was incredible murder and degradation going on with the Aztecs, with the Babylonians, with the Druids and Celts. Every culture basically gets corruption in place and people on power trips and the priest class and does the same type of stuff. There's been money manipulation, you know, going on. Did Jesus whip the money changers in the temple for currency manipulation? Yes. Do you go back to the goldsmiths of Europe, a lot of them being Jewish? Yes. But when you sit there and say Jews are the source of all evil and then just broadly paint an entire group of people At a primitive level, that is very alluring to just say, there's the problem, that's everything. And then you call in and you say, you know, that I guess like in Germany, if you had 1% Jewish blood, you had to be killed. And I love how these Nazis always say Hitler didn't kill Jews and didn't target them, when I've read Hitler's writings and listened to his radio broadcast where he talked about it. And then you say kill them, and Hitler didn't finish the job. I mean, I see this stuff everywhere. And then you say, oh, but Hitler didn't kill people. I mean, you're saying kill all the Jews, and you have chosen to say that my wife is Jewish, and when she's a Christian, and is proud of her, I guess, 25%, or what would it be if it was a grandfather, Jewish blood. She's proud of her other, you know, Irish and Scottish and English blood. Just like I'm a little bit Native American. If you don't like Native Americans, should that mean they should all be killed or I should be killed? So let's just get this straight. If you hate black people, I'm black, okay? I'm black, okay? I'm an African American, all right? If you don't like Hispanics, I'm Hispanic, okay? I'm from Spain. I'm not. I'd be proud if I had any of that blood. Fine. You don't like Portuguese? I'm Portuguese. You don't like Chinese? I'm Chinese. You don't like Koreans? I'm Koreans. You don't like Jews? I'm Jewish. Okay? I'm Jewish. You understand that? I'm Jewish. Okay? Good. There you go. All right? I mean, literally, a guy calls in to my show and says all the Jews should be killed, and these guys run around saying my wife is Jewish and all this baloney and that I work for Israel and all this mentally ill garbage when I'm critical of Israel and don't like Israel's globalist agenda. And I had Kaiser on just a few days ago talking about how the Israeli lobby clearly lobbied to shut down the offshore accounts in Switzerland so they could move them to Israel. Or I make films about Israel and the U.S. government together targeting the USS Liberty. Makes the Nazis even madder. Because they're all about being a cult. All they do is fight with each other. They're filled with feds. And all they do is say, we're the best. We're good. We morally can just say everybody, you know, is a devilish, evil Jew. And we're good intellectually. We don't make films. We don't do quality radio programs. We don't get anything done. We just sit around saying, we're the best, we're the best, we're the best. And you've also got the black groups. And I've had black people. One time I was being interviewed by a media person. They wanted to meet at a McDonald's. We were outside. It's about 6-7 years ago. And a black guy walks by and goes, you're a blue-eyed devil, and we're going to get you. And I see these videos that they put on the news of the, quote, black Israelites, at least some of the more radical ones, saying all whites are the devil, kill their babies, on and on and on. Okay, well, I'm white. I mean, that's really what I am. My true identity is a Protestant, Anglo-Saxon Christian. My name's Jones. I'm Welsh. I'm German. Almost my entire mother's family on both sides are German and British. I'm proud of all that. My culture's not bad. But your culture of your black's not bad. But, you know, I've gotten the calls from Jamaica and places, particularly on air, you know, telling me that I'm the devil because I'm European. Okay? I mean, it's crazy. So wipe out all the Europeans and all our problems will be solved. Wipe out all the Jews, all our problems will be solved. Wipe out all the Chinese, all our problems are going to be solved. And every culture who's had wars with each other kind of has these historical legends about their enemy. The Japanese hate the Chinese and have all these stories about how they're subhuman and the source of all evil. The Chinese have the same stories about the Japanese. The Arabs have the stories about the Jews. The Jews have the stories about them. I get on air and criticize the fact that there are race laws in Israel that they will arrest an Arab or someone else if they marry a Jewish woman. I criticize that racism. I get criticized by the ADL Southern Poverty Law Center, but I do it from a truthful, loving, real, rational perspective, okay? Just like I criticize the corruption of the Chinese government and the organ harvesting. I'm not saying Chinese or Asians are bad. And so it's very, very frustrating for me to hear a phone call like that, and someone really calls in and declares war and says, you know, if your wife has any Jewish blood, that she needs to die. I mean, think about the magnitude. I mean, you almost make people choose a side, but I'm not going to do that. You've made up your mind and you've made it that I'm this Israeli agent when it's completely the opposite of the facts. or the crazy people that say I'm a Vatican, you know, warlock, assassin. That's why Charlie made that joke. We spent hours one time watching videos of people saying that about us. If that's a joke, you know, now the warlock group said they're going to do a spell on Charlie Saturday. It's in the Salem News. It's fruitcakeism. You know, look, I'm not a Vatican assassin. I'm not a ninja. I'm not a warlock. It's a joke. But see, we take those insults on and say, okay, if you're going to say that about us, fine. Believe whatever you want. Do you understand that? I am who I am. I care about free market. I care about private property rights. I care about family. I don't want Mexican children, British children, Jewish children, Russian children, Japanese children to be aborted, African children. Okay, it doesn't matter how many black groups, and every time I'm up in New York, a lot of black folks come up and shake my hand because they know who I am, but a lot of people who I see who are black, you know, they have got such, many of them, a hatred of white people, you can just see it, and you can see the hate going on. And so, look, it's the political system we need to change. We need to get a Bill of Rights and Constitution culture back in place so we all have liberty and freedom. Get rid of the Federal Reserve, regardless of who runs it. Okay? Restore the Republic. That's the system that protects us all. I mean, are there corrupt? I mean, take George Soros. There's a 60 Minutes piece from him. It's got to be 15 years ago. It's in the mid-90s. You can just pull up George Soros on 60 Minutes. And he admits that he helped the Nazis go around in Europe and take the property from Jews, which was then basically fenced out. I mean, this is a guy helping go after Jews. And you say, well, look, George Soros is a Jew. Look, all the Jews are evil. What? I mean, that'd be like saying Jeffrey Dahmer was white. I don't know what his family crest would be, what the background of Dahmer is. Is Dahmer German? Google family crest Dahmer family crest. I mean, does that mean that everybody who's German or Dutch is it needs to be killed? I mean, it's just mindless, idiotic tribalism. So, I am who I am. I am a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, and that's what my family's been on both sides, famously, back to the Mayflower and right through to today. And that's my identity, and that's my family's identity, and that's my wife's identity. But if you want to say that's not our identity, fine. Whatever you think it is, white devil, Jewish agent, Vatican agent, Masonic agent, reptoid agent, whatever it is you want to say about me, fine. I don't care. That's your loss. That's your loss for being petty-minded, and that's why you're so unsuccessful in life, ladies and gentlemen. And when you sit there and say, wipe out all the Jews, there's so many Zionist documents that are public where they admit, oh, this is great. Jews will be persecuted, and then basically the Jewish mafia can sit on top of them and suck off of them and get donations from them and use them for their own power. How do you think the Italian mafia operated when the Italians couldn't get justice, couldn't get law through the courts because they were being discriminated against? Or the Irish mafia? That's how these mafias develop. And so we have spoken out against the Jewish mafia. That's what it is. We've spoken out against the American-Israeli Affairs Committee, AIPAC. We have done countless shows, and I almost back off from doing it because as I've learned more over the years and as I have exposed Israel for corruption and bad things they're doing and being, you know, right there in the middle of it, it actually makes the Nazis attack me more. They don't want that. They're not being real. And they'll say, well, we're not Nazis. We only want to kill the Jews. Whatever you want to call yourselves. It's despicable, and it's crazy, and it's wrong. Okay, so I said I'd take a lot of calls, but that one caller, you know, just absolutely had to be responded to because it's just nuts. I mean, it's totally and completely nuts that you can't just criticize corrupt individuals that are doing things. You have to make it about entire groups of people. And I, for one, am tired of it. I'm tired of people making fun of folks that wear cowboy hats and got a suntan and a red neck because they work outside all day and bust their hind end. I'm tired of it, but people like it. People like to pick groups out, and I'm so tired of TV always making fun of Southerners. making fun of people in Texas, making fun of people. You know, I'm just sick of it. But it's what people like because it makes them feel good about themselves. You know, Alex Jones reaching tens of millions of people a month, Alex Jones trailblazing the awakening against the globalist, and there's all these armchair quarterbacks and people with, you know, podcasts with 15 listeners who can just sit back and go, forget all his work, everything. I'm better than him because I can make up lies about him. Well, good for you. I know who I am. I'm proud of who I am. Okay? And quite frankly, the lies and the attacks and the disinformation, that helps me wake up every morning when I'm tired. You know how stomach bugs work. First one child gets it, then your wife gets it, then the other two children get it, then you get it. I was up a lot last night. You know, with children sick and everything else. I didn't want to come in today. Got bloodshot eyes. But I came in here because I've got issues and things to talk about. Okay? I've got important things to discuss. You know, I'm fighting the TSA, the federal takeover. We can do it successfully together. We're fighting to not have the dollar devalued. We're fighting to keep property rights in place and the Second Amendment. And people just insert, yeah, but the Jews all need to be killed. What? What? And you're so warped in your thinking, you think that's normal. You think you call in and talk about mass murder and that you're some moral, wonderful person. There's a reason the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL and others call me the number one enemy, because I'm effective and I'm real and I'm cogent and I'm on point and I reach people with common sense and logic. And why is the TSA such a great issue to fight the globalist on? Well, it's key for them to take over society and the Tenth Amendment. It's their federal occupation rollout under FEMA and DHS. But also it's something, whether you're left or right, conservative, libertarian, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, atheist, nobody likes it. Almost no one likes it. And this big myth that we were going to go along with it so they could break our will is falling. And so we're coming together. That's what the globalists don't want. Come together around ideas. I don't care if you're white, Hispanic, Jewish, doesn't matter to me. It's what's in your mind. And if you're running around waving Mexican flags and so upset by American flags, you make, you know, the school teachers send kids home who are wearing American flags on their shirts, an old Navy shirt. That's crazy. It's not that I dislike the hordes of immigrants that are here because of their skin color. I dislike them because I know most of them have been taught in Mexico that this country's bad, and I know they vote over 90% to take my guns and take my private property. They've made themselves the enemy because of what's in their mind. I'm trying to reach out to those people. I want us to win. I want us to go to the stars. I want us to be successful. I don't dislike some black supremacist because he's black. I dislike him because he's saying he wants to kill me and my family and is making me his enemy. And I don't want to be his enemy. That's why I have black activists on this show that are actually doing something about the fact that 52%, I was wrong saying 51, 52% of blacks are never born in this country. Where's your black leaders on that? Really listen to what we say. Really listen to what we do. Search your soul. Search your discernment. Okay, here's the big announcement. I'm going to come back and go to calls. Mark Dice will be on a date after, but I got to go to some of your calls. Here's the deal. Charlie Sheen's my friend. Charlie Sheen's always been drug-free when I know him, married, upstanding, you know, not even using profanity, very pious, focused. He went on this seven-month jag, got wild. He's off of it now, obviously high on endorphins, being totally clean. That's a side effect of it, you know, is really being awake and alive. The media calls it mania, but, you know, I call it being awake and alive and trying to be totally truthful. But I'm on the jet airplane with him when he came to pick me up 3 weeks ago, flying out to California. He flew me back too. And I said, you got to get a Twitter account instead of just sending stuff through TMZ. You got to get a Twitter account. You got to get a Twitter account. He finally did get a Twitter account. It's almost 2 million people now in 3 days. World record, Guinness Book of World Records. And I thought to myself, why am I giving advice but then not following my own advice? We've had a Twitter account for, I don't know, 6 months or so, twitter.com/realalexjones. And I never promote it. I never hardly use it. We're going to start sending photos out daily. I'm going to start giving you sneak peeks of what's coming up. I'm going to start, because this is a powerful tool where I can be on the ground in New York City or anywhere else at a rally or the police are about to arrest me and I can fire out a Twitter. So I know how to Twitter. I send out some Twitters, but I'm going to start sending out a lot of Twitters, and I want to get 100,000 Twitter followers by next Friday. We got 23,000 without even trying. We got actually two other accounts. If you count them all, it's about 60,000 followers. But we want to focus on this one Twitter account, twitter.com/realAlexJones. Go follow us there. We'll use this globalist tool against them. Paul Watson's doing a blurb article on this with the headline, Alex Jones Invades Twitter. And please send it out to everybody. It'll be up in the next 30 minutes. Get everybody to join our Twitter account. And then you can also post your stuff on there, obviously, and the We Are Change material and a symbiotic relationship to use this globalist tool against them. Google has changed their algorithm twice the last 6 months, admittedly, trying to restrict and block alternative media. Our growth curve is so fast, they haven't been able to block us, but they have slowed us. And they admit it's targeting myself, Drudge Report, and others. So please, Twitter.com, Real Alex Jones. We're going to do a Google search term and test the new Google algorithm that's trying to block us getting number one search terms. We haven't done this in over a week. I need you to Google Alex Jones Twitter. Alex Jones Twitter. AlexJonesTwitter. Three words. Alex Jones Twitter. Alex Jones Twitter. And I want to make that number one to test what Google's doing, but also to get more people on our Twitter account because we've dominated InfoWars and Prison Planet. Number one and number two, respectively, alternative websites. That's even engaged by mainstream media. We've dominated YouTube with upwards of 300 million views on all our channels now, almost 90 million on one channel. We've dominated. Now we're going to dominate Twitter. Another salvo in the InfoWar. Twitter.com/realAlexJones. Google search the term Alex Jones Twitter. We'll be right back. Help us get that out. Put it in the Google search box over and over again. Money.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. Let's go to your phone calls. Eric in California. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up?
Worldwide broadcast. Welcome.
I appreciate all the things that you're doing for everybody. I've been following you every day, listening and everything. I just got a couple of things about that last caller. He sounds like a Hitler already, like, in the making, but I just thinks the same way. But about the,
yeah, but you got to notice their schizophrenic thinking. Hitler didn't kill anybody, but we need to kill everybody.
Yeah, but he got somebody thinking the same path, but he's not going to pull out and really actually do it, but that's still halfway their putt.
No. A lot of these people would start killing whole groups of people if they could, and that's why we got the Second Amendment.
Yeah, but that's why I'm going to go buy my gun, and I'm going to get legit and get legalized and pass a test. But I think it's all Hollywood, and the elites were doing it in Hollywood, and Tupac and Michael Jackson, all of them talked about it and expressed it in songs, and ODB, and they all got murdered, or they got killed like a secret way. And thinking about Charlie Sheen, I was thinking about it. I make music myself, so when you express your music about New World Order and all those things that's killing down in the public and the government on songs, you express yourself. So when you get interviewed in the public, you're already vented, so you don't really blowing up like that. But Charlie Sheen, when he does scripts and movies, he can't express himself. He has to play a role and read it line for line that they wrote.
Now, he has a lot of power, and by totally blowing everybody away right now, and that's why I think he is in danger. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Alex, I'd like to speak very briefly on God's current and increasing wrath and heartbreak over the effect of the abominable sins which have taken place.
Yeah, God is dropping his hammer on America, there's no doubt.
They've taken place in America, and then they've been exported to the whole world, as well as his heartbreak caused by the fact that his true people who are called by his name have not relied on his power and guidance to stand up and defeat evil. From God's point of view, repentance unto him with a sincere heart for our personal and national sins in public all across this land is all that is left to humanity and America and the whole world to bring Almighty God's power back into our land and our world by what he, through his true children, will initiate effective spiritual warfare to defeat the evil forces.
Mark, but I hear you and I appreciate your call, but the globalists have taken over the churches to believe it's the end of the world, don't fight evil, so they're just sitting there in their churches that are now, most of them, FEMA-directed and controlled. I'm moving quick here. Thank you, Mark. David in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones, it's great to talk to you. All your information has totally changed my life. Speaking about Howard Stern yesterday, I used to listen to him all of, I don't know, 5 years, whatever, loved it. And when I found out about you, I turned that off, got Prison Planet TV membership, and have just been listening the whole time.
Well, that's how God uses wicked people and wicked things that happen and corrupt things that happen to actually drive people to the truth. God works in mysterious ways.
He does, and all the information that I've got from your show and all your guests and everyone on there, it's changed my life. I mean, the way I eat, the water, you know, getting supplies, everything I've done for me and my family, it's been amazing. And I was just wondering if I would be able to plug something where Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be speaking, if you don't mind.
Sure, we have Richard Mack on all the time. People can just go to his website and find all of his engagements. That's probably the best way with a national show is just go to sheriffmack.com, and I appreciate your call. Going to break here, I haven't really been plugging sponsors, and I should. One great sponsor is mysolarbackup.com. If you've ever lost your power and simply wanted to flip a switch, this is the way to go. Our listeners just love this system. The government doesn't own the sun yet. This is a great panel system, control unit, and battery system. Get a bunch of them and run your whole house or your workshop with one of them or your campsite. They have a free information package you can call and get at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 or mysolarbackup.com. Check them out today, mysolarbackup.com. I'm going to jam in some more of your phone calls straight ahead, and then we're going to get Mark Dice on at 8 after to talk about his new book, Another Salvo in the InfoWar. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.